Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all.
Y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
Bravo. Bravo. Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you as I love to do every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM. Mad Dog Sports Radio, number to call up as always is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646. That's 888-623-3646. You are listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. To send in your voicemail messages at Get Serious, just go to SiriusXM.com/Get Serious to send in those voicemail messages. That's SiriusXM.com/Get Serious to send in your voicemail messages. Got a jam-packed show coming your way. You saw me applauding. You saw me clapping. Because I don't know if y'all noticed or not. Did y'all know that the Dallas Cowboys just beat the Super Bowl champions? Did you know that? Did you know that? Because let me tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. Watching television this morning, listening to people talk about the Cowboys, that's who they did. It wasn't the Philadelphia. I mean, the Las Vegas Raiders won the Super Bowl championship. I thought it was the Philadelphia Eagles. My bad. My bad. I thought Jalen Hurts was the Super Bowl MVP, not Geno Smith. I thought that Saquon Barkley was doing his thing for the Philadelphia Eagles en route to winning the Super Bowl championship, not Ashton Jeanty, who was at Boise State. That's what I thought. I mean, if you listen to people last night, if you listen to people this morning talking about the Dallas Cowboys, that's who they be. We want to sit up here and rave and rave and rave until the cows come home about how great the Dallas Cowboys were. Look, y'all. I mean, they beat the Raiders. They beat the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders are so bad. I hate mentioning Tom Brady's name because it's an automatic association with something below mediocrity for the greatest player ever, the 7-time Super Bowl champion. I mean, it's you got to stop the presses. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you would have thought, listen, Mike Greenberg for ESPN's Get Up, being a host is not easy. Many people can do it well. But there are few that are so exceptional, they're an institution. I always felt that way about Mike Greenberg for ESPN's Get Up. But never have I felt that way more than I felt this morning. I mean, when you listen to him talk about the Dallas Cowboys, you would have thought that they beat the Philadelphia Eagles last night. That they trounced them 33-16, that they ran roughshod over them, that Quinnen Williams, the new acquisition from the New York Jets, who had about one sack all year long, had a sack and a half last night with 5 quarterback hits. You would have thought that the Dallas Cowboys beat up on the Philadelphia Eagles, that you know what, they rolled up in the Lincoln Financial Field and just trounced the reigning defending Super Bowl champions. That's how Greeny sold it. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. You forgot. I mean, I literally had to look at the schedule and go back. I watched the damn game, y'all. I watched the damn game, okay? And I literally had to do a double take and go back to the television screen and make sure that I looked again to ensure that it was the Raiders that I was watching getting trounced by the Dallas Cowboys, because you would have thought that it was the Baltimore Colts, that it was the Philadelphia Eagles, that it was the Los Angeles Rams or the Seattle Seahawks or the New England Patriots or somebody. Not the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, that's how they were talking about the Dallas Cowboys this morning. It was beautiful. And I could see Dallas Cowboy fans everywhere right now. I could see everybody. No, it was Super Bowl this year, right? No, it was Super Bowl this year, right? You see them, we coming. You can see it. This is what they do. Doesn't bother me at all, because I'd rather you fall off a cliff than a curb. If you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, nothing pleases me more. I don't root against Jerry Jones. I don't root against CeeDee Lamb. I don't root against George Pickens. I don't root against Dak Prescott or them, but I do root against the Dallas fan base. Because, boy, that's a nauseating, disgusting fan base that never takes a second to smell their own stench. Every day, we go to Super Bowl next year. We go to Super Bowl next year. And they ain't won in 29 years. Okay? They're in 10th place in the NFC right now. Okay? The Eagles are ahead of them in the NFC East. The entire NFC North has a better record than them practically. Well, maybe not Minnesota now because they're 4-6. But Green Bay, Detroit, and Chicago do, okay? You got the Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers in the NFC South. They're ahead of the Cowboys and damn near the entire NFC West. Well, really not the Cardinals because the Cardinals are 3-7, but they beat the Cowboys. I mean, you simply cannot make this up. But this is where we are right now with the Cowboys. They got people loving them. They got people looking at them now. And listen, Cowboys offense is legit. That's a Super Bowl caliber offense. With Dak Prescott having CeeDee Lamb and Pickens and Ferguson to throw the ball to, with Williams running the football effectively, with supplementary parts like Tolbert and others coming off the bench and doing what they're doing, Dallas's offense is no joke. And Brian Schottenheimer is not slouchy. So much love and respect. Much love and respect to the Cowboys offensively. Defensively, you've got Overshawn back. You got Williams in there. You got Logan Wilson that you just acquired as well. You got Deron Bland back there. I'm looking at the Cowboys right now. Could they make some noise? Yeah, but these next 3 weeks going to tell us something. You got Philadelphia, you got Kansas City, you got Detroit. How many of those games the Cowboys are winning? I'm just asking. How many of those games are the Cowboys winning? Inquiring minds want to know. Because you got to do something. To me, the Cowboys have to win a minimum of 6 of their final 8 games. Or 6 of their final 7. Period. You got to win it. The only way the Dallas Cowboys got a chance is if they win 6 of their final 7 games. They don't do that, it's a wrap. They got to win 6 of the final 7. They got to win 2 of these 3 against Philadelphia, Kansas City, and Detroit. This is their season. Plain and simple. Ain't no way around it. Do you believe in them? Do you believe in them? I want to know. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Do you believe in them? Now, Dak Prescott, he's in the MVP conversation, even though he ain't going to win it. We'll see what happens with that. Philadelphia, their offense has been suspect, but they have won 24 of their last 27 games. All they do is win. That's what they do. I saw A.J. Brown catch 7 receptions for 49 yards. That ain't nothing. I saw Devontae Smith catch 1 reception for 5 yards. I saw Saquon Barkley average 3.2 yards per carry. And the Eagles still won the damn game. Because you got a defense that has stepped up, that's handling their business, courtesy of Howie Roseman, who went out and got this Cat Phillips from Miami, along with a couple of other pieces that are making their presence known. You still got Jalen Carter being a stud. Am I worried about the Eagles this weekend? Sure, because their offense has been anemic, number one. And number two, I'm also looking at the fact that Lane Johnson is out. And if Lane Johnson is out, where's your protection? If you are Jalen Hurts. Dak Prescott had a lot to say, particularly about the team playing with confidence and why he thinks they can make a run. Let's hear what he has to say.
We just came out with a different intensity. Obviously, we made some changes and got some additions over the bye week and through the trades, and that just brings a different level of confidence to every man on this team, and I think it just showed tonight. The confidence that these men have, the way that we played tonight, just the brotherhood. I said we've been tested, right? And our brother has been tested, and it's time for us to make something and answer that challenge and show the world what we're about and show the world our true brotherhood, and that's going to be honoring Marshawn with our effort and the way that we play each and every snap, and why not?
I have no idea why CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens was benched for the opening drive of the game last night. We'll find that out sooner than later. But also, let's keep this in mind. See, this is the kind of stuff. This is the hyperbole. And give it to them because they know how to make headlines. Got to give them credit where credit is due. So here we are. We look at the Cowboys, right? Ladies and gentlemen, they were playing the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders are just straight trash. I'm sorry. And I know they played some tough games, some close games this year, but they just find ways to lose. And I'm looking at Geno Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, do y'all know that Geno Smith was the leading rusher for the Las Vegas Raiders last night? With 14 yards. I'm going to say it again. The leading rusher for the Las Vegas Raiders last night was quarterback Geno Smith, who rushed for 14 yards. That means Ashton Jeanty and Raheem Mostert combined for 13 yards on 8 carries. That was your offense. Geno Smith naturally threw his 13th interception of the season, tied with Tua Tagovailoa for the most in the National Football League. Did you know that Geno Smith has more picks than touchdown passes this year? 12 touchdown passes, 13 interceptions. There is nothing complimentary to say about the Las Vegas Raiders right now. Nothing. Speaking about CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, Coach Brian Schottenheimer spoke on why they were suspended. Let's hear what he had to say.
It's tough, you know. Made a coach's decision. There were some things that were missed, and so I had a conversation with those guys, and that was easy. But, I mean, you look at the energy those guys play with, you know. Clarence, I like, you know, they jump-started the offense when they got back in there. They didn't hang their heads. They didn't do any of that stuff, and that's why I love those guys, man.
That was Brian Schottenheimer speaking on it, which basically said nothing. See, you know, I think that it was Pickens, if I remember correctly, or actually CeeDee Lamb refusing to answer the question as to why they were benched. Let's see what he had to say.
Man, just stepping up and playing how we play, man. Do what we do. We out there for a reason, and it was fun.
What was the reason for not playing?
I'm not going in depth on that. Honestly, I'm not. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Okay. Listen, they can keep it to themselves. Lesson, though. When you don't want to answer a question, then you're subject to my interpretation. And if I'm a reporter, that's exactly what I would do. If I'm a reporter covering the Cowboys, it's a football game. It's not your personal life. I have a right to know why you didn't start the opening drive. And you want to keep it to yourself, that's fine. When I dig up and find out, don't say nothing. Because it could be this month, it could be next month, it could be whenever. I'm going to find out. That's how I roll. That's how I look at it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That was CeeDee Lamb that said that, not George Pickens. By the way, just a nugget of intel. Since the playoffs expanded to 14 teams in 2020, only 7 of 70 teams, that's 10%, that had 4 or fewer wins through 10 games, went on to reach the playoffs. Most recently, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, who started 4-6 and ended the season as NFC South champions with a 10-7 record. Eagles have a far more daunting task because when you see them in 10th place, well, let's look at who they've lost to. They've already lost to the Eagles this year, okay? They tied with Green Bay. They lost to Chicago. They lost to, talk about the Dallas Cowboys. They lost to the Carolina Panthers. They lost to the Arizona Cardinals. So you got 4 teams or so that are ahead of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry, ahead of the Dallas Cowboys. I apologize. You have 4 teams within the NFC playoff picture that are ahead of the Dallas Cowboys who've all beaten the Dallas Cowboys already this year. Or tied with them in case of Green Bay. That is what we're looking at. That is what we can't ignore. And so I say to you, things are going to get very interesting. Things are going to get very, very interesting right now. Top 7 teams, if the playoffs were to begin today, the Eagles, the Rams, the Bears, the Buccaneers, the Seahawks, the Packers, and the 49ers. The Lions at 6-4 would be on the outside looking in. Then the Panthers. Then the Cowboys. Wow. Vikings as the 11th team is still in the mix. I'm not sold. I don't think they're going to get it. I personally think that Justin Jefferson should consider asking for a trade. You can't have an all-world receiver, one of the best on the planet Earth, and you don't ensure that he has a quarterback to throw him the damn football. You don't do that. I think a huge mistake was made by Minnesota letting Sam Darnold walk out the door. You pay that man. He got you to a 14-2 record. You pay that man. I think it was a huge mistake. But that's just me. In terms of the AFC, got to look at that. And I got to say to myself, what's going on with that? Because, you know, hey, Kansas City lost. Denver's your team. Right now, if the playoffs would begin today, the Broncos would be the number one seed. The Patriots would be a two seed. The Colts would be a three seed. The Steelers at 6-4 would be a fourth seed. I certainly don't think that's going to last. Okay? So I'm looking at all of that. And that's what I'm saying to you. I don't know. I don't know how that works. We shall wait and see. Right now, I think that the Ravens, who are 10th, will move up. I think they will catch the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're 5-5. They're only a game back. The Texans, their defense is real. They are no joke. But they got their question mark offensively, of course. The Chiefs are there. They're a question mark right now. The Jaguars are just up and down. You never know when they're going to show up, Trevor Lawrence specifically. And the Chargers have been ravaged by injuries and stuff like that. So you got to wonder about them. And then every time you count out Buffalo, Josh Allen goes out and plays like a superstar and reminds you who the hell he is. So all of those things are interesting. It remains to be seen what will happen. 888-623-3646. We'll get into Shedeur Sanders again because people were clapping back at me for some comments that I made about him and the Cleveland Browns. Of course, there's the story about Draymond Green because the NBA issued a warning but no fine to Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green for his interaction with a vocal fan in New Orleans on Sunday night. This is what a source told ESPN's insider Shams Charania. After Green had a first quarter possession with several offensive rebounds and missed shots, the fan yelled Angel Reese toward Green, who said he initially laughed. But after the fan repeated the chant several times, Green walked over to confront him on a baseline during a second quarter stoppage. Quote, "It was a good joke at first, but you can't keep calling me a woman," Green said post-game about the reference to the WNBA star and former LSU player who set several LSU and SEC rebounding records. He says, "I got four kids, one on the way. You can't keep calling me a woman." He didn't put his hands on anybody. He didn't get violently into the person's face. He just walked over to them, let them know, there's lines that you're crossing here. Don't do that. I don't see no problem with that, but I can understand the cautionary position that the NBA has taken because you don't know how the fan is going to react and whether it's going to further serve to try to provoke Draymond Green, and Draymond Green could have lost it. I don't know. I just know that great Draymond Green was not wrong in this. That much I do know, and I'm glad that the NBA did not fine him. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. One other thing that I wanted to get to again, because I don't know if I addressed it at the top of the show. I don't even remember. But the New York Post is out with an article about me. And apparently it's like breaking news or something like that. Stephen A. Smith is not on NBA Countdown. I'm kind of disappointed because that means, you know, somebody's not watching me, and I'm used to everybody watching me. I negotiated a new deal with ESPN, new 5-year deal. That deal was negotiated between June of 2024 and March into April of 2025. I didn't want to be on the show. I negotiated coming off of it. Now, I love doing NBA Countdown. But once the Countdown show is over, I got other things to do than to be in studio watching the doubleheader and coming on at halftimes. I got other stuff that I want to do to prepare for First Take the next day, the next morning, and to do an abundance of other things that I aspire to do. Of course, I'm still there to contribute. You see me, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on Monday Night Countdown for the NFL. I've been on there twice. I'll be on there a third time when the Eagles visit the Los Angeles Chargers in December. And hopefully there'll be more games. I wish I was doing every Monday Night Countdown when they were on the road, when they're on the road, because I love going to road games during football season. Doesn't bother me at all. But that's not my call. As it pertains to the NBA, I've been doing the NBA for 30 years. inside the NBA crew, which is clearly the A-team, with Barkley, Kenny Smith, Shaq, Ernie Johnson, they don't need me. But if they ever wanted me in Atlanta, I'd be there. Kendrick Perkins is my brother. Malika Andrews is fabulous. Mike Malone is great, too. Worked with him during the Western Conference Finals. And my man Brian Windhorst is just exceptional. But if they need me in L.A. for NBA Countdown, I'll be there. Matter of fact, I have days in my contract to be there. I just don't have to be there full time because I have a radio show right here that I'm doing now, Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio, every weekday from 1 to 3 p.m. Every weekday. That didn't exist last year. I have a political show on Sirius XM POTUS Radio, channel 124, every Wednesday night. That didn't exist. I have a production company with scripted and unscripted, and unscripted content and game shows and things of that nature that I'm in the process of producing. That wasn't in place last year. I have other things to do. So why the New York Post would go out there and act like they're reporting something new that has long been established months ago is beyond me. But it is their entitlement. They can do what they want to do. Just let y'all know what the truth is when it comes to me, what's going on. I'm always there for ESPN. I've been there since 2003 with the exception of my two-year hiatus. They've been there for me. I'm going to always be there for them. They want me on NBA Countdown, I'll be on NBA Countdown. They want me on Monday Night Football Countdown, I'll be on Monday Night Football Countdown. Just as long as I get to do my thing, whatever they want from me, they got from me. And whatever they don't want from me, fine. Because my plate is full. Just in case y'all didn't know. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. Your calls and more in a minute. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82.